The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It sure is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including this news from the day. The Indianapolis Colts are going back to Anthony Richardson. Richardson started the year, of course, gets hurt. Flacco goes in, then Richardson goes in, then Richardson struggles, then Flacco goes back in. Flacco is good for a minute, then he struggles. Now they're back to Anthony Richardson. Of course, Patriots play the Colts in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's a win, I would say, for the Patriots. Do you think the Colts are doing the right thing going back to Richardson?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I do.
I thought they 100% did the right thing benching him before. Flacco's been so bad the last 2 weeks, and I've been super pro-Flacco. I'm with Kevin Durant. Put him anywhere he can hoop. I wish they signed Flacco over Brissett, yeah. Greater than Brissett.
Short shelf life, looks like.
Yeah, but they're doing the right thing by going back to Richardson. He's still a guy they drafted 4th overall last year. You got to get something out of him.
4th overall.
Yeah.
And if he is good, Kevin O'Connell is going to get the credit, because Kevin O'Connell, after the Vikings played the Colts,
talked him up
at halftime or at the end of the game, at midfield, hugged him and was like, keep your head up. You're a good player in this league and blah, 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 blah. So I think he'll end up getting the credit. That'll be the story. And if he sucks, he just sucks.
Yeah.
But if he's good, I think he's
going to get the credit. If he sucks down the stretch, he's probably not a Colt next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not a Colt, he's not starting anywhere else. They go at the Jets, home against Detroit, at the Patriots. They have a bye the same week as the Patriots, at Denver, home against Tennessee, at New York, Jacksonville. So that's a tough stretch until those final 3 games. That's not going to go well.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
I woke up to that in my inbox.
Is that a
Keefe at WEEI.com? No, that was a listener sent that in.
No, but that's not the same one who's been sending the Foxwoods ones and things like that. It's a different guy.
Different guy.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Pretty amazing. The guy wrote, he's like, you're welcome. That's all he wrote. He's like, you're
grab
welcome for this.
Grab, hit the back.
Yeah, so we got that. Brian Flores would love to be an NFL head coach again. So let me ask you this.
Good for him.
If you're a team in the NFL next year looking for a coach, would you rather Brian Flores or Bill Belichick?
Oh, Flores.
Okay.
100%. I don't necessarily want Flores here because, again, the attachment to Bill, I don't want Bill guys.
Right.
But would I rather have Flores or Bill? Flores. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll get a job. He's doing a great job right now. It's a matter of, do you want a defensive guy? Who do you have as your offensive guy? It's the same whole
crap. Right. I wouldn't have him at the top of the list. I would rather have an offensive guy, someone who worked with quarterbacks. I'd rather have Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson. But he should get a job.
Yeah, because that Miami thing was not his fault. Now, he and Tua's relationship, that's kind of a mess.
Does he? Yeah, no, it is 100%.
But the owner, please.
Yeah, and Bill was a mess in Cleveland. And so, sometimes guys get a second chance and they learn things, and that's possible. Or sometimes you're McDaniels and you keep getting chances and you suck every time. I don't know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
You deserve a second chance if you're Flores. Where is his lawsuit with the league?
I have no idea.
Where does that stand? Because that would be my skepticism, where he might not get a job because he's suing the league.
Right.
And that would be unfair to him, but that's, that's probably the reality.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
Best NBA performance from last night would have to go to Tyler Hero.
Oh?
40 points last night?
I didn't realize that.
40 burger.
I thought you were going Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson. No. Tyler Hero in the NBA Cup.
40 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists for the Miami Heat in an overtime loss to the Detroit Pistons.
Well,
John Collins for Utah, 29 points, 10 boards.
I saw he was knocking down some threes, yep.
And Steph Curry had 37. 6 boards, 9 assists.
And they
pretty good performance.
They won, correct?
Golden State Warriors
they beat Dallas.
Did win.
Klay Thompson's return. They won.
They beat them by 3. Everybody's all excited about Klay Thompson. Hall of Famer, but...
Yeah, Hall of Famer, but washed.
Yeah. But washed.
Yeah, currently garbage, yes.
The most washed. Yeah. The guy who looks like... Remember the Klay Thompson lookalike? That's what real Klay Thompson looks like now.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
So you may have seen the damage to Tropicana Field after Hurricane Milton went through Florida, Jones. It was gonna, like, just destroyed up top and everything else. Apparently, according to reports, it won't be ready for the 2025 season.
How's that possible?
I don't know. They move slowly down there?
I had read that in the past, and then the estimate came out for the damage. Yes, mm-hmm. It's like $55 million or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be more than that. Whatever.
It's like a season of Juan Soto.
Yeah, you can fix the stadium. I take that back. It's got to be more than that. I forgot
what
the number
was. It might not be.
But the figure came out yesterday. That was the update to the news?
And here comes...
Sorry. I wasn't trying to play you off. I hit the wrong
one. That was the update to the news? But, yeah, it had been previously reported they're not going to play baseball there this year. How is that possible?
I don't know. So now they're going to look around at different, like, minor league stadiums down there, which is very apropos for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's a million of them.
There's a million of them, including their own.
Should they pick one, or should they, like, travel around to different places? They might do better attendance-wise than that. Who does better this year? Rays in a minor league ballpark, or are the A's starting in Sacramento this year? They are.
I think they are.
Who does better? Got to be
attendance-wise?
Yeah, got to be the Rays.
Probably the Rays, because if you're at those spring training parks, you still have like a bunch of the olds down there, and they'll check it out.
Yeah,
maybe you do like 20 at one, 20 at another, 20 at another.
The A's are playing in that AAA park in Sacramento.
Yeah.
River Cats?
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Capital City.
My wife's from there. Not lovely.
No.
Not a place you want to really go to.
The setting of the movie Lady Bird.
Yeah, you told me that. Never seen it.
Yeah, good flick.
Isn't that amazing? She's from Sacramento.
Yeah, you would think you'd be watching it every night.
Yeah, you'd think she'd be like shoving that in my face, but no. not the case.
Maybe it's too close to home.
Maybe that's
it's a hard watch.
Could be that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Mr. Bergen, you have a massive...
Grab bag.
I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
How about Jeremy Roenick finally getting inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame? He hadn't been in the Hall of Fame, which is crazy to me.
When did that happen? Today?
Yesterday? I think I missed it last time.
The last 24 hours?
Yeah, they do a great job as all NHL rolling this out.
I legitimately had not seen it.
Yeah, I think Monday night it might have gotten announced that he is going to be...
Monday night?
Well, it's Wednesday, so I missed it by a day.
Wow. I'm being dead serious. I had no idea it was happening.
Roenick.
You've just been tossing and turning, wanting Roenick in there.
Team USA, Thayer Academy, Massachusetts guy.
That doesn't feel like an NHL Roenick Hall of Fame.
Roenick was nasty.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
What do you mean? You don't think Roenick should be in the Hall of Fame?
I thought you're a small hall guy.
So should Tony Amonte. They should both be in the Hall of Fame. Same line at Thayer. There's nothing to sneeze at.
What about Tony Baselli?
No. God, no. He should be out. They should take him out retroactively.
I'll be honest.
You don't think...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Roenick should be in the Hall of Fame.
To be honest, that doesn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me. 500 career goals, that's nice.
500 goals? 1,200 points?
Yep.
Man.
Sure.
He finished 31st in the Selke one year? I'm just looking at some of these off the top of my head.
He was top 10 in the Hart, well, I guess technically twice.
Yeah.
5 and 10. He also got Hart votes, 11 of them one year.
He had 250 goal seasons. It's also the Hockey Hall of Fame. So he gets credit for destroying the hotel room over in Nagano in the Olympics or whatever, wherever they were.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me, but this is not exactly my number one sport. But okay, good. I just missed that news. I legitimately hadn't heard that. Was he it? Well, who else is in the class?
I didn't read any further. Once I saw he was in there, I was pretty pumped.
He celebrated Drake Mace that way. He celebrated with confetti guns.
Yeah, it was pretty pumped. Nice. Pretty pumped.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
How about this news? Bronny James is only going to play the home games for the G League. So he's not going to travel around. He's just going to play home G League games. So he's essentially a part-time. He's like the first player ever to be the guy that like dresses for the varsity games, even though he's like a JV player. So I think they're like keeping him with the team, but he's going to play home games for the G League.
Has he played in a G League game yet?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
I wonder what his G League stats are going to be. Probably poor. Probably not good.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be.
I mean, they were bad at USC, so I wonder what his G League stats are going to be.
He should not be in either league, probably.
A guy who should be
He's really grinding out time for Southern Cal right now is what he should be doing.
The guy who should be a full-time G Leaguer is a part-time G Leaguer.
Yeah, no, it's a mess. Huh. The whole thing's a mess down there.
Why, I tell you, that's the finest grab bag this town has ever seen.
Isaiah Pacheco won't play this weekend for the Chiefs. I mean, Kareem Hunt's been great, but Pacheco, they're waiting to come back. But Andy Reid said today he will not play in the big Chiefs-Bills matchup.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a big blow to their chances of being undefeated. That makes the Bills game more difficult. Now, that's a reason why I think they're going to win a Super Bowl and win three in a row, because they added DeAndre Hopkins. They'll be getting Pacheco back. He's, I don't know, a top 10 running back in the NFL, something like that. Mm-hmm, so he'll help improve the offense, good in the passing game as well. So that's a big piece to get back, but they're not going to have him this week. That hurts him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. Random baseball player of the day. This is a guy who I think played every position. He was not a pitcher or a catcher, but I think he played every other position. Most games at third base, you catch him on the other corner as well. Okay. And second base. And then less so shortstop outfield.
Both hot corners, Billy.
Bill. Yeah. You could see him at either spot.
Yeah. Okay.
He played for your, this is in order of most games played. Mets, Orioles, Devil Rays, Astros, Pirates, Rockies, Phillies, Cardinals.
Todd Zeal.
No. Good guess. A one-time All-Star.
Not Todd Zeal.
Nope, not okay. Todd Zeal.
All right.
Do you want the years now, Bill? Is that how we do it?
Yeah,
so I gave you the positions.
One-time All-Star. Played both corners.
Both corners. Mets, Orioles. A lot of Mets, Orioles. I guess Rays, actually, surprisingly. He played over 200 games for all three of those teams and then like a season for everybody else.
I feel like I've guessed this guy a lot, and I think he played a lot of shortstop. Mike Bordick.
Not Mike Bordick. No.
One-time Zobrist.
The Zorilla?
Not okay, Ben Zobrist?
Give me the years.
He broke into the majors in 2002. He got Rookie of the Year votes in 2003.
For what team?
For the Mets.
It was for the Mets, okay.
And then he retired after the 2013 season where he played for the Cardinals.
I mean, this guy bounced around way too much. It's not David Wright.
Nope. I remember him for there's a two-year stretch with the Orioles, so we saw him a lot as Red Sox fans.
Oh, you said the career high in home runs?
No, I did not. The career high in home runs is 24. Wow. He socked in 06 for the Devil Rays.
No. Nope.
24 Long Johnsons that year.
I was going to say Tony Bautista. 24 home runs.
Four seasons of over 20 home runs.
Hmm.
Played a lot of different positions.
Billy, you're quiet.
I'm coming a blank.
A little bit of a, bigger man. Just to paint the picture.
But a bigger man that played all positions.
Benny Agbayani.
Nope. No.
Not the Hawaiian Punch.
Nope, not him. Not him. This guy didn't have a nickname, although he kind of had a nickname, but it'd be giving away his actual name. It would be. So it's not really like a nickname.
Oh, I see.
It's just sort of like short kind of for his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give you that.
It's got to be like A-Rod-esque.
And you know what's funny is somebody mentioned this to me. They told me, they're like, hey, you should use, they named like three guys. They're like, why don't you use these guys?
So I think the Twitch chat has it.
All right, what do you got?
Is it Ty Wigginton?
He got it!
Good one.
Never in a million years.
No, me either.
Ty Wigginton.
Okay, but when
he was
a
big dude, wasn't he?
Like, there's a lot of names in the Twitch chat right now, but when I saw that name, I'm like, that's the one. Sometimes you see it. So what was his nickname?
Wiggy.
You think that would have given it away?
Well, Wiggy, like Wigginton?
Yeah, but I wasn't gonna
maybe not.
Yeah.
Ty Wigginton.
Yeah, he's got some meat in the bones.
One-time All-Star. Thick, dude. Yep. Fill out a uniform.
Fill out a uniform.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Bronny James, one game, 31.4 minutes, 6 points.
Oh, I thought you said
in
31
the
points.
I was going to say, damn.
Wow, I was like, whoa. 6 points.
Just 31 minutes in that one game he's played, 6 points.
I mean, come on.
A lot of stiff.
Come on.
Ooh, Melvin Mora, good guess.
Melvin Mora is a good random
Huff,
player.
Delman Young. Those are all good guesses.
Those are all good.
None right, no. But all good guesses.
Shoeless Joe guy still listening. Thank you.
Lucas Duda.
Lucas Duda
was on there. Oh, yeah,
write down that one for the next trivia game we do.
Lucas Duda?
Who always guesses? Who's somebody always guesses every day?
Oh, the
Shoeless Joe.
Who guesses?
We do have somebody that says Shoeless Joe every single
every
day.
Every single day. Congrats right on listening there.
Yeah no, we're going to get there. All right, there you go. There's a...
Grab back!
What year did Wigginton break in? You said 02?
Yeah, he was technically a rookie in 03.
Was he Wiggy before Wiggy?
No, that's Wiggy was Wiggy first.
That's right around the same time.
Snowball was 01.
Yeah, but when did we start calling him Wiggy? Was that like right
hey,
away
it's
in 2000?
Wiggy.
Was that like right away in 2001? That's what we were calling him? Or did it take some time?
He was always Wiggy.
I think he was always Wiggy.
Yeah?
They're probably calling him that at Georgia.
Maybe. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, growing up, it's probably Wiggy.
All right, good point. I mean, touche. Touche.
Yep.
It's Grab Bag. Random baseball player of the day each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. We got
Kids love Grab Bag.
They do. You know what they didn't love so much?
What's that?
Our Dave Chappelle ticket giveaway earlier today.
Oh.
The biggest Jones and Keefe fan. If you missed any of it, I think it's a, well, it's a prominent, I would think, a leader in the clubhouse, I should say, for the clip du jour. We'll also check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.